Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
32 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:05. We welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp joining you from the studio, and Jack is once again coming to us from his never-done garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy morning.
How are you doing today?
We wanted cold. We got cold.
Yeah, we did.
Got no snow, but we got all the snows in Corpus Christi and Atlanta. Boy, that news said they canceled 1,000 flights out of Atlanta. Good grief. That's a lot. I know Delta's headquarters is there, but that's a lot of people inconvenienced for a little bit of snow. Of course, Atlanta's only got 2 snowplows.
Yeah. We're actually kind of fortunate right now. They've got snow in Atlanta. Meanwhile, California's dealing with wildfires.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. Yep, that's bad. Whew. Well, I know it's cold. I went out to start old Waldo yesterday after 3 weeks of not being able to, not feeling well enough to drive him. And boy, did he talk to me. Whew. I heard noises I had never heard. Yeah, that old stale gas. He started up, but he coughed and sputtered and rattled and shook and quivered and vibrated. But once, and that was me. And then once we got him started, we warmed it up, headed off to town. We did good. We went to town and back. We had a good time. I love old Waldo. He just needs to be driven on a regular basis. We're having a little trouble here with our sound setup this morning. We're trying to get Karsten on some headphones because we don't want you to miss anything he might have to say. Yeah. Has anybody ever worked at the Smithsonian on equipment? Because I think that's what we got here, something to... Matt, do we have any extra headphones laying around down there anywhere? Any old ones?
Might have to do some digging sometime, but...
Would you dig around for me? Because poor old Karsten, he can't... if I turn the radio up so he can hear, then we get feedback.
Yeah.
And so we want him to be a vital part. He is a vital part. We just want him to have to be able to hear and respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a vital part, but we're wanting to want him to be a vital part.
Yeah, all that, John, all that.
What are you saying?
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to pry them headphones off of John, my statistician, because he's afraid I'll say something that's not accurate.
Especially with Rick not here.
Yeah, Rick's late. Rick's driving his Volkswagen. Karsten said it was 29 degrees outside and 26 inside. He'll be here eventually. Oh, man. You know, it's a desperate day in the racing world for the car guy. I sat down last week. I still wasn't feeling good, and I thought, well, there's bound to be something I can see on all these 187 channels. So I get a glimpse of that electric racing. I watched it for about 10 seconds, and I turned it off. And I was doing my surfing deal, and I saw downhill marble racing. So I switched. It was more exciting than the electric. And this is a real thing, this downhill marble racing. They do it. It looked like real sandy soil, probably on a beach somewhere. And they had made these little racetracks and crossovers and little troughs. And they had a starting line, electric start gate, and they had names for all the marbles, like Cat Eye and stuff. And I must have watched that for 15 minutes. I just kept playing it over and over.
If you're interested in that, you ought to check out sometime. I've seen on the ESPN, they've got this drone racing league.
Yeah, John was telling me about that. They race inside a building or something.
Yeah,
right? Pylons and
yeah, it's like a big I guess you have, obstacle course, if you will.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Things are getting pretty bad when the car guy watches marble racing.
Yeah, we got to
twice.
Got to find that slot car race.
Yeah.
Wherever that was.
Yeah, we need to find the slot car race. Not much going on in racing, but Petty Enterprises made a big announcement at the racing trade show. It's like SEMA, except it's real hardcore. It's just racing stuff. They're switching over from Ford. They're switching to Chevrolet. And they're going to affiliate with Richard Childress. They're going to move in right next door to him, and they'll have Childress engines, Childress chassis, technology, and they're going to have Bubba Wallace driving. So the 43 car is going to make a major change. The old 43 Richard Petty number will be running a Chevrolet this next year.
Hey, by the way, is there still talk about Dodge returning to NASCAR?
No, I haven't heard any, but no, I don't think so. Not in, Fiat Chrysler wants to do a lot of things, but I don't think be a part of NASCAR right now.
Okay.
So it would be a good fit for them because they're certainly in the performance business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Jeep ought to come back with that new Jeep they got with 987 horsepower. Well, I'm exaggerating just a tiny bit. John will verify that for me.
It's almost that.
Yeah.
Almost
that.
Close enough.
Close enough. Karsten.
Jack.
I read a motorcycle magazine.
No.
Yep, probably something you brought me. Anyway, motorcycle sales are down, down, down.
Yeah, because it's cold, cold, cold.
Well, I don't mean just this month. I guess the manufacturers are having a hard time attracting the young people.
Yes, yeah, I see this on the road. I mean, all you see is silver hair.
Yeah, and they don't used to, like when we were boys, John and I, you know, you wanted a little old Honda or a scooter. You wanted a Honda 250 Scrambler is what you wanted with the pipes that burnt your legs. But now I guess young people don't aspire to or have any desire to have a motorcycle.
Yeah, I always wonder. There's a lot of things young people don't do anymore. I was like you. I was 13 years old when I bought my first motorcycle.
Yeah.
It was a lot smaller because it was Germany, but I was 13.
Yep, yeah, people used to. That was kind of the order of things. You went from your bicycle to the cheapest motorcycle you could find, and you hid it from your parents. And you rode that around, and then after you wrecked that a few times and scuffed yourself up, you went out and got an old car and moved on from there. But it's not, you know, it's not from not having cool bikes to pick from. Because, man, they are good-looking, fast, and for the dollar, cheap for what you get for a new motorcycle. But I don't know what it is. I guess maybe it's just a...
Well, I'll tell you, for me, there would be no hiding it from my parents. I mean, there's just no way. I mean...
So they were never wanting you to have a motorcycle?
Never. Especially after my grandpa's wreck when I was in seventh grade.
Ah. Would you have liked to have had a motorcycle?
I've always thought they were pretty cool. I mean, I actually rode on my dad's motorcycle when I was a kid before he traded it in.
Well, good deal. Oh, Steiner just showed up. He looks like Nanook of the North. He's got his muck-a-lux, 14 layers of clothes. Is that your sleepers or is that flannel? How many layers of clothes you got on?
But you were inside a vehicle, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's seedy that you had a candle under you.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's here. But anyway, the motorcycle sales are down because young people aren't buying them, just not interested in them. I guess if they could admit a motorcycle app on their phone, they'd probably like it.
Yeah. As soon as they make those dudes with an automatic transmission, they'd sell like crazy.
Okay.
Jeez. All right. On that note, we actually have a call, Jack.
Okay. Well, let's take it.
All right. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call if you live in Baxter County is 425-5522. Otherwise, you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364. And you can also send in your questions and your comments by email to carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I've got a question for the show.
All right.
The question is, when are they going to start testing their cars again?
When are they going to start testing? All right.
Yeah.
I didn't hear him, Matt.
He said he was wanting to know when NASCAR is going to start testing again.
They're testing right now. Not full-fledged and not out in the open and not everyone, but Goodyear is doing tire tests at numerous tracks based on the weather. This snowstorm has slowed a bunch of it down. There are several teams are testing at Daytona, so there is testing going on right now. That answer your question?
They're running snow tires?
No, they're not. They're running chains. No, the testing thing is an ongoing deal. He's probably wanting to know about when they're going to start practicing, like at Daytona and stuff, and that won't be until February.
Okay.
Okay? According to the AAA, they just sent out this new thing about the price of gas.
All right. By the way, thanks for calling.
Oh, I didn't know. Was he still there?
I think so. Alan, you still there? No, I guess not.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Alan. I thought he was gone. Yeah. I didn't mean to just cut him off. Anyway, AAA has released their latest gas price figures, and gas is going down a bit again. And usually for the holidays, it goes up, but it's going down. And according to this report, Arkansas has some of the cheapest gas in the country. We're about 26 cents a gallon below the average for the country. The car guy will tell you, this isn't from their report, but I'll just tell you from my travels, the further you go out of Arkansas either way, the more gas gets, and the closer you get to the coast, it really is higher, and that seems odd because you would think that they would be importing it into ports on the coast. But anyway, California, New York, and New Jersey are the highest. Places you would think would be really high, like across 40 in the desert, isn't. So anyway, I guess we can take cheer in the fact that we have some of the cheapest gas in the country. I can tell you, too, if you want to travel, if you want to take just a minute or two and drive two or three blocks off the interstate, like for your motel or to a restaurant or something, you can get the gas a few cents cheaper every time. If you just get off the freeway and go back into the cities just a tiny bit, of course, most of us are afraid we'll get lost if we get off, and I've always got Miss Pam to get me back on and tell me where to go. But anyway, you can get it a few cents cheaper if you just get off away from the highway. Why don't we go ahead and get a little weather and take our first break?
Okay, we'll do that. Today will be sunny with highs near 42 degrees, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight clear with lows near 22, sunny on Sunday with highs near 55 degrees. Sunday night clear with lows near 35, and then sunny on Monday. We'll see a little bit of a warm-up that day as highs will get up to 62 degrees. Then it will drop back down Tuesday as highs will get back down into the lower 40s before another small warm-up later on this upcoming work week. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area. At last check, Norfolk Dam was shut down with lake levels at 551.15. Bull Shoals was running one unit at 653.62. Our high yesterday was 40. Low this morning was 27. Dakota, are we still at 32 right now? She's looking 35. Wow. Okay.
Oh, heat wave.
Yeah,
heat wave.
Yeah, that's right. So it is up to 35 degrees. So we will take a break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 18 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Are you concerned about elderly parents or loved ones while they're traveling? Let Yelcott Security's new tracking services give you peace of mind by putting real-time GPS location information, alerts, and updates at your fingertips. Yelcott can even locate missing vehicles if an elderly relative gets lost, experiences car trouble, or has an emergency while on the road. Call Yelcott Security today, 870-435-2181, for more information or a demonstration.
Hi, my name is Katie. My dad is 86 years old, and last year he decided to move into an assisted living facility. River Lodge helped make this decision easy for him. From the moment he walked in, it felt like home. Dad truly enjoys the delicious meals, numerous daily activities, and he has made so many new friends. The staff at River Lodge is so helpful and caring. My family and I have peace of mind knowing Dad doesn't live alone anymore.
River Lodge Assisted Living, Highway 62 West, across from Ultimate Ford Mountain Home.
So we all have this thing we do called projecting, where we think that what we think or want, other people do too. For example, you love tools, and so you think it must be the perfect Christmas gift for your wife. Yet on Christmas morning, you realize, oops, yep, projected. I'm Lori Gregory. This Christmas, give her what she wants, fine jewelry and diamonds from Gregory Jewelers. And when she opens that little box from our store, we bet she's going to project a few kisses your way. It's Christmas at Gregory Jewelers, and so we celebrate.
The December-January issue of Marvelous Magazine is available and features millennials who are entrepreneurs and leaders in our community. These four women embody the very essence of marvelous women. You can also read about the oldest tutor and student at the Literacy Council, enjoy a visit to Gloria Fenter's beautiful home, learn about couples' getaways, and get holiday recipes from Bella's Table. Find your free issue of Marvelous Magazine at local businesses in the Twin Lakes area.
Join us at Centennial Bank to celebrate the spirit of Christmas Tuesday as we broadcast live from 1 until 3 on KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot. The treasure chest will be there with cash to win. Come enjoy refreshments and register for door prizes. Join us in celebrating the spirit of Christmas at Centennial Bank, Highway 62 East of Mountain Home, Tuesday as we broadcast live from 1 until 3 on KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas. I'm going to tell you one thing. You don't get this kind of entertainment just anywhere. No siree. Jack the car guy bringing you that. Yeah,
especially this early in the morning.
Yeah. All right. I want to dedicate that one to all my lady friends in the Twin Lakes Baptist Choir. They still haven't invited me to sing, but there's a lot of them there. A lot of my fans are in the choir.
If that's your dedication to the choir, I understand why.
Well, we just have had a light show while that song was playing. Little Ricky Steiner's got a bunch of LED lights that he has miraculously got blinking off and on. John asked him how he did that, and he said it's a little miracle box that makes it flash. Because John is real electronics. He knows all that stuff. But Rick said it's a miracle box, magic. And he said it puts off magic smoke from time to time. But he said, but after the magic smoke comes out of the box, there's no more magic.
It doesn't work.
Well, I thought it was funny. Mitsubishi has got a new truck, unlike the Tesla. By the way, I told you last week that Hunt and Walmart have placed orders for something that doesn't exist. Well, Budweiser, the beer distributor, has placed orders, too. I mean, everybody's getting on the electric wagon. But anyway, Mitsubishi's got a little short-term, short-haul, medium-range truck to sell. Actually has a truck to sell. They don't say how much it is, but they do say that it'll go 200 miles on a charge, which is, you know, plenty for around town, inner city. Takes 400 pounds of batteries. And the capacity of the truck is 600 pounds. Other than that, it's good. And they don't say how long it takes it to charge. Now, I want you to know that this may work around town, short haul, because
especially for delivering batteries.
In the teens and the 20s, even before that, electric trucks were the thing in inner city. They were, right after horses, and they came out with these electric trucks. With the whole bed was one big battery, and I don't know how they charged those things, but they were very effective in the day. But as soon as they discovered the internal combustion engine and perfected gas, they put them out of business because they couldn't run economically and compared to them. But electric trucks have been around for a long time doing inner-city deliveries. So if the government stops subsidizing electric batteries now, I don't know if maybe they'll go the way of the old electric truck. But we'll see. At least Mr. BC has a product to sell, a real one, not smoke and mirrors. Okay. Oh, man, I want to tell you something. Now, you're going to laugh. I told John and Karsten early, Rick, you haven't heard this. This is true. This is not a joke. Alibaba, where you buy all your stuff, all these electric gizmos you got, and Ford have signed a 3-year agreement. This isn't a joke. This is true. And they're going to sell a real small little car in China, Ford is, through Alibaba. And you know how they're going to sell it? Out of vending machines. Out of vending. No, this is not a joke. I guess you put your order in and watch them rotate around the different colors, push the button, and you can get your car if your financing is arranged in China. Now, that would never happen in the United States because of the dealer network, but they say this isn't a joke. They've got a 3-year contract to sell these little bitty cars out of vending machines through Alibaba in China.
I think it'd be neat if it's one of those machines like had that claw, and then you can just move and pick the, get the Cadillac and pull it out of there.
Anyway, and for those of you that don't know, Alibaba is the mail order thing. I mean, you can order anything, and they ship it for free, duty free, freight free. I don't know how they do it. The dogs that sniff for drugs let it go.
The duty free is not actually a true statement. Don't say that again. But the postage, no postage.
Nope, no postage.
Oh,
no.
They get you for the duty.
Yeah, somebody is.
Somebody is, but I'm going to tell you, when you buy something for $2.50 and they ship it for free, nobody's paying much. Okay. Ford. And I guess that's part of Ford's new... Ford has cleaned house. I mean, they... Now, it was last month when they did this, but they have flat cleaned house. They dumped their top four execs out. Just unceremoniously, you're out. We're replacing you. They replaced their head of marketing, their head of quality control, human resources, and strategy. They just dumped them all four of them. Gone.
Well, I can kind of see why.
I mean, I think the Alibaba deal was done after that. Anyway, somebody's got some ideas. Anyway, they kept their design. Head of design, they kept their head of engineering and their head of production, and they said they're going to make a change of direction. That should be interesting to see how that shakes out. I think the guy that they've picked to replace, be at the top of marketing is, I think he's that guy that changed Lincoln into its own brand. I think it's him. I'm not sure. I'll let you know. We'll find out. Rick, do you have something?
I think that your dog, Daisy, might have had a birthday this week, because now she's an old enough gal to be a fan. She's sitting down outside watching your show through the window.
Daisy did come up, put her nose on the window. She's looking in, watching. She probably thinks there's a biscuit in here or something.
Did you feed her any time the past 2 weeks when you've been ill?
I let her forage on her own. There's enough deer hunters out. She drags carcasses in here most every night. It's like a buffet. Oh, boy. Okay, well, oh, dear. Poor Mr. Schmidt. You know, Mr. Schmidt, the used-to-be head of Volkswagen? You know, he was head during the diesel scandal. They just sentenced him, a federal judge sentenced him last week, 7 years. 7 years for a emissions scandal. He didn't murder anybody. He didn't tamper with elections.
A murderer wouldn't be that long.
No, a murderer wouldn't get that much. He got 7 years, guys. No fooling.
Yes.
And that'll be in a federal prison. I imagine it won't be a bad prison, but prison's prison. You know, you have to eat what they give you and do what they tell you. It seems a little harsh to me. Seven years, that's what they sentenced him to for a diesel gate. So anyway, I feel sorry for him. Oh, we're going to have a fun trivia question today. It's not even going to be real trivia. Miss Pam bought some, she told me to make this very clear. She bought from Bath and Body Works gentle foaming hand soap with a Christmas scent.
Aww.
Yeah, and it's for our women listeners.
Oh.
Pam bought it. Matter of fact, she's even going to take the calls today. When we come back from break, Matt, we'll take our break, and when we come back, we're going to do our sort of trivia. What we're going to do, we're going to let the women call in, and the third caller, lady caller, that tells me what her favorite car of all time was, will get the Bed, Bath, and Works gentle foaming hand soap.
Hold on a second. Can you even legally do this? Isn't that kind of a discrimination?
It is discrimination. I'm going to do it anyway.
It doesn't have pumice in it to get the grease.
Oh, I don't think so. That's
no.
Not for grease.
Oh.
No, this. So, and so it's fair. Next week, I'll have a prize just for the men to call and tell their favorite car. There.
Lava soap.
There.
Two bars.
Pumice. So anyway, when we come back, and I'm going to talk to all three of the women, or I'll have Pam talk to all three of the women, and I want to know what your favorite car of all time that you ever owned was. Not that your husband owned, that you owned. Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do that. We'll take our we'll take three calls. Excuse me, the third one will be the one that gets the gentle foaming hand soap.
However. All right. All right, we will be back with more in just a moment. It is 26 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
This is the sound of Sonic's 100% pure beef patty being grilled and topped with melty cheese. Melt cheese. Melt. Ooh, what's that? Must be real ice cream being hand-mixed into a Sonic shake. Now, listen closely, and you can hear someone realize that together these are $3.99. And he fainted. The Sonic Double Feature, a cheeseburger and small shake for $3.99. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time. Only participating Sonic drive-ins.
Join us at All Pet and Equine Supplies 10th Anniversary and Customer Appreciation Celebration Saturday as we broadcast live from 10 till noon on KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot. Double Punch Day all day, even on sale items. Buy one, get one free on select Nutrisource dog and cat food. 15% off gifts for pet lovers. Register to win over $200 in door prizes. Join us at All Pet and Equine Supply next to TJ Maxx Mountain Home as we broadcast live Saturday on KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot.
Looking for a job? KTLO.com has several listings. The following have openings available. The Outdoorsman Denali Rods, Mountain Home Elks Lodge, a local law firm, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Clark Office Products, and more. Details are available on KTLO.com/jobs. Find your perfect job today. KTLO.com/jobs.
Sleigh bells are ringing, the clock is ticking, and we've got big-time deals to get you in the spirit of gifting. Stage and Goodies are having a one big sale. This three-day, all-day doorbuster goes Friday through Sunday, and you get 40% off your purchase. Get your holiday shopping done in style with new apparel, accessories, gifts, and more. Plus, it's 25% off cosmetics and fragrances, including our best brands. Go online in today's deals or download our app to get your special coupons. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high-speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.